Oh my goodness. We have today a wonderful guest, and today the interview in Unlimited Greatness podcast will be in English because I have a wonderful woman, an international, for me, a star in the coaching industry, someone who touched my heart so much, is one of my great mentors. And I'm really so excited to make the interview and to introduce to you the beautiful person, Melanie Enlaya. So thank you so much that you are here.
Thank you, and thank you for that beautiful introduction.
And I am really, really excited because I learned so much from you. And it's like a few months ago, I just saw you on the internet. And I never would think that I am here a few months later and talk to you in my podcast, because when I saw you, it was like you were so far away. You did such a big thing for me in this industry, like the most incredible thing ever someone did, because all audience you have is like organic. You made since 2017. 79 millions. It's like, oh my goodness. And what for me is so special, and I felt this, I was feeling this, even you have so many people in your rooms, I felt so special, I felt so loved. And this is for me, I have bubbles now. This is for me very, very special. And I think this is very special in this industry. So, wow, Melanie.
Wow, that means so much. I'm so happy.
Yeah. So, and I think the people who are listening here to the podcast, like, what? 79 million? So many people. And what? You felt love and stuff like this. Maybe when someone is listening to this, it's like not to believe it, because it's really hard to believe. Maybe even the few things I said now. So maybe you would say in your words, what are you doing, and what would you say is special about you? Or
Well,
no, maybe like how you see the people that you can do this work like this.
I love that. I remember who I was at the beginning of this journey and how I related to myself and what I thought about myself. And it really did take a moment where I just decided, like, I'm important. My life is important, and I've got to decide what I'm going to do with this life, or it's just not going to happen. And I realized that not often do we meet people who just decide that we matter. A lot of times it's like you've got to prove before you've done something enough that you're something enough in order to matter. And I think that that's why a lot of people don't become everything they're supposed to be, because there's nowhere where it really hits them that they're important. They don't remember. Because when we're little and we come into this world, I feel like we're reminded every day. Every single thing we do is a reminder of the miracle that we are. Oh my gosh, you can walk. Oh my gosh, you can talk. Oh my gosh, you said a word. Like, we're reminded every day of the frequency of the miracle that we are. And then there's a moment where that just becomes normalized. And it's like, well, yeah, everybody can do what we're doing now. And in that moment, it's as if we forget the miracle that we are. We forget that we matter. And we live our entire life searching for that. And so I just kind of decided what would happen if I just decided that everyone I meet has it, that magical, extraordinary miracle energy that's going to change everything. Like, I just decide that I see everybody that way. What would happen? And it doesn't work for everybody, because for some people, I need to prove that I see them that way. They're expecting something. And so it doesn't work, and it's not their fault. Sometimes it's because of trauma. It's like, unless it's constantly being proved and someone is actively telling them every day, they don't believe it. But for other people like yourself, and for a lot of the clients that I've helped achieve really beautiful things in their lives, that the feeling of just being acknowledged that way, it just lands. It's like, I decide that you matter, I care about you, and that's enough. And it's enough to set something off. And it's enough for something beautiful to start to happen, because the way that I see this work for women, because I really do believe that this industry is a gift to women, I feel like it's our job to remember who we are. That's the first part of our job. And the next part of our job is to realize, once we've remembered, that our job is to help everyone else remember.
Oh, wow, I love it.
It's the most beautiful mission. It's the most beautiful journey. It's the most beautiful reason. And if we forget why we're doing it, we get lost and the whole thing becomes just a job. Mm-hmm. But if we can stay connected to the beauty and the reason of this work, then miracles can happen. And I found that the more I stay connected to this mission, the more women I activate, the more people come into my world and start to change and start to see big things, start to own themselves, start to see themselves like, wait, I remember. I remember. And they have missions of their own and they go out and do extraordinary things. And that's kind of my lens for the world.
Wow, it sounds so great. And I think when you are telling this, it's like, it sounds so easy. It's like, okay, I just decided that I met her, and you know, but in the fact, in reality, I think when I tell someone, okay, just decide this.
I know.
What was for you the special, maybe there was something special, the one point maybe, what you said, it was so strong that you was, well, maybe you said like something, oh, okay, I don't want to do this like anymore like this. It has to change. Was something like this in your life?
Yeah, well, in 2013, my life was kind of progressively going in the wrong direction, just a little bit, enough that I wasn't realizing how bad it was getting. Kind of like how they say you can cook a frog in water if you keep boiling the water slowly, mm-hmm. but if you put a frog in hot water, it jumps out. Mm-hmm. I wasn't jumping out. It was just slowly getting worse, and I was just cooking. And I got to the point where everything fell apart. My relationship that I'd been in for like 7 years fell apart. My work fell apart. My family life fell apart. My friendships, I went bankrupt, and I ended up sleeping in the front seat of my car. Like I literally lost everything. And there was this moment where I was faced with this identity of like, I am a person that has lost everything and it's sleeping in their car. And it was it felt impossible that this was who I was, but it was who I was. And it was just like, this is not who I am. Like, I don't know who I am, but I definitely know that this is not who I am. How did I get here? Like, what did I have to think about to get here? What did I have to imagine about myself? And the only thing I could think of is there's nothing that I did on purpose to come here. I didn't actively try to get here. But I think that the underlying feeling that I've been having for a very long time is just that it doesn't matter or I don't matter. And I think I've had that feeling for a long time, you know, in a relationship that doesn't serve me constantly, like it doesn't matter, forgiving things I should not have been forgiving. And then feeling like, you know, I don't matter. I don't matter to him. I don't matter. I don't matter. Friendships where I gave way more than what I received and just thought, well, I don't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I think that was a very present thought. And what I realized is that a life of absolute failure and bankruptcy was an energetic match to the belief that I didn't matter.
Understand.
So what if I just decided something else? Because it's not true that I don't matter, but I just never realized how bad life could get with that thought. And so it's like, is it really true that I don't matter? Like, could that even be true? Is it really true? And what if I lived my life with a different thought? What if this is a wake-up call? What if, and I did a lot of like, what if, because at this point I had no reason to believe anything other, but what if this is all to wake me up? And what if one day, I remember sleeping in my car and thinking like, what if one day I get a good job and I turn my life around and I get a promotion and they ask me to receive an award or something. And I talk to them about how I decided that I matter and I changed my life. I remember thinking that while I was sleeping in my car, like, things I thought, what if one day this helps someone? What if one day someone that's going through this and needs somebody and I end up being there and I say the right thing? What if I matter then? What if this matters? And I just started building little by little. What if I actually do matter? What if this all mattered? What if even this part of my story mattered? What if this wasn't a mistake? What if it wasn't for nothing? And I started building this version of me and this thought about me that my entire life was meant for something. That the good stuff and the bad stuff and the reason I got there and everything, it mattered. And it started to really shift the way I saw myself. And it really started to shift the way I saw other people because, you know, when you've never been in a place of absolute failure, when you see people who are failing, it's easy to judge and to say like, oh, those people don't care about themselves or they have no willpower, or it's so easy to judge. And living it for myself, I realized like I will never again look at a person that's failing and decide that they are something based on that. I'll always see it like they're on their journey of discovering that they matter and they're going to get real close to it real soon. So I give people the respect I wish I would have had when I knew people looked down at me. I give people the kind of love and compassion I wish I had when I felt like no one could see me. I gave people the kind of respect I wished I had before I thought I was deserving of it. And I watched the world around me change for me, for the people I met, and then for my business that ended up being this beautiful mission that I walk and that I lead every day. The more I stay connected to that vision, the more beautiful, the more magical, the more miracles start to happen in all areas of my life and the people around me, their lives.
Wow. It's the second time that the tears are coming because you are here and they are telling this. It's so huge. It's so big. Did you ever, it's like, it's polarity, like such big polarity what you experience in your life.
Yeah.
Did you think at this time that you have like the, or not like tell, let me ask you different, did you ever imagine what you would build for the world and for you?
No, because I wouldn't have even needed this in order to feel like I had changed my life. And I think there's a secret in there. There's something in that I didn't need it to be this big. This is not necessary. This is extraordinary. This is something I'm grateful for every day of my life. This is something that takes my breath away. This is something that I feel gives a lot of people hope and vision. Like when I speak and people realize, whoa, you can change your life and you can also get these kinds of results, it kind of touches everything that everyone dreams of. And I think maybe I've manifested all of this so that my voice matters when I enter into a room, so that people listen, so that they pay attention. Sometimes it does happen that, you know, people's ears perk up because it's like, well, you've made almost $80 million in 5 years. Like, what the heck? You went from sleeping in your car to building an $80 million brand. Like, how does that happen? But then when they get to know me and they understand who I am and what I stand for, the ones who really have the heart available right now, and because everybody has the heart, but not always available right now, those who have the heart available right now start to realize who I had to become to do it. And they keep that as an example and they want to stay close. And then we build together. And I'm like a compass, you know, and anytime they're going through hard stuff, they all watch me go through hard stuff and they're like, I can do it. Every time I celebrate, they say, I can celebrate myself as well. And they celebrate and they kind of calibrate to my belief systems. And so I found that I'm like a compass or a beacon, but sometimes there's different reasons that people are drawn to me. Sometimes it's because of my relationship with Kevin. You know, I've been engaged to my fiance since the pandemic. We were supposed to get married, but then the pandemic happened. But we've been together for 11 years and our relationship's a beautiful model. A lot of times it's the relationship people get drawn to. Other times it's the financial aspect. Other times it's the lifestyle. Other people, it's my aesthetic or the way that I've built a movement itself in the business. People are drawn to Alpha Femme. They're like, that's the kind of business I want to have. So like as much as possible, I showcase everything that this work has touched for me. And I feel like it wakes someone up for a reason. But then once they come close, they realize how everything is connected and how it's so much deeper than the one thing they think they want. It runs so much deeper into who we are.
I can confirm this. For sure. Yeah, it's really true. And do you still have goals? Like goals in the, you know, the way that people teach you how to get goals?
So I've never done the goal thing. And that this has been a topic throughout my career that's always been very questioned. Like, what do you mean? But I realized that my mind would never have been capable of dreaming up what I accomplished. Even if I would have tried to, My brain would have told me that's impossible, that's too big, how are you going to do it, where are the people going to come from? I would have ended up doing things to try to do it instead of really focusing on what really mattered, which was my mission, my alignment, my leadership, the impact I want to make on the planet, and just seeing what the energetic match is to that and celebrating that and being so grateful for that. I've been just doing the things from the right place. And then money is the byproduct of that. People are choosing to work with me. People are choosing to hire me. People are choosing to listen and to learn and to say, okay, this girl's up to something. You know, this woman knows something. I want to know. I want to be close. I want to walk with this person. I want to be mentored by this person. I'm proud to associate to this brand. This is what happens when I just focus on the mission. Everything else comes together. I think a lot of people focus on the result, but then the mission is less potent because you can't focus as much on the mission as you can on the result. I've found focusing on the result gives a mediocre mission. Focusing on the mission, the sky isn't even the limit. Like, what's your reason for doing this? And there is a part of me that feels like if we're speaking law of attraction and we're speaking God, Mother Nature, the universe, I feel like when you have something that you want to do on this planet, and there's a possibility that it can actually change the world, like it can impact a section of the world, you're really doing good for a lot of people, the universe will send you funds, God will send you funds, it'll be like, oh, this is a really good project, send the money, because this benefits everybody. And so the more I'm in alignment with for me, for you, for us energy, the more I care about, the more money I make, the more people I help, money in my hands is good for the world, the more I focus on the world rather than just me and my goals, the more support I get from the world around me. It's kind of magical that way. And it doesn't become an ego thing or whether I'm good or not. It becomes whether my mission is worthy and whether I'm in alignment to be the one to carry it out. And that feels so beautiful to me. And so if it's like, do I have goals? I don't have set in stone goals, but for me, it's evolution and growth over a lifetime. I would love that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I would love to be remembered long after I'm gone. I would love to create a legacy that changes the trajectory of women on earth forever. Like that's the kind of thing that I dream of, and it will have an energetic match with money. It'll have an energetic match with recognition. It'll have an energetic match with everything else. But if the body of work is good enough, there's no limit to what will come.
So you are very driven for this.
Yes.
For this money, but for this, what you are changing in the world.
Yeah, because if I'm changing it, then the money will come.
Yeah.
That's what I really come to realize.
When I listen to you, it's like not I do it because I want to come the money to me. You are doing this and you know you will be always good.
Yes, and that's the beauty. If I had said how much money will come if I do this, I never would have made as much money. It was shocking every time. I did what I needed to do. And it was like, whatever is a match for this, it's going to come. I never would have needed this much. This is way more than what was needed, way more than was required, way more than a goal. But it's the energetic match for how much I was devoted, how much I cared, and how passionate I am about what I teach and the results that my clients get. Like, I care more about the results my clients get, the transformation of my work. That's what I care about. And then I can just trust the rest. It doesn't matter, because if it's working, there's a match for it in the universe. And I feel like that has made me a better leader, a better woman, and more grounded in what I care about.
It's really so different that we learn also in this industry and in the school and everywhere, because we learn like about it. It's all about the result and how to get this, how to be this. And it's like complete the opposite of this attachment to what we learned when I'm listening to you.
Well, I feel like it's not that it's the opposite. It's just deeper into the kaleidoscope. Because when you think about what do I need to do in order to make money, I could simplify what Alpha Femme does. Like, let's say I was on a different podcast and someone were to talk to me about business and say, okay, how did you build Alpha Femme? I could say, well, you know, I built an online business. I do masterclasses. I do these things. People come, I share my mission. I speak about what I teach. I get results. There's a lot of testimonials. There's a lot of people who rave about my work. People find me. And, you know, we've been growing and growing for the last few years. Like, there's a way to talk about what I do that would make people who care about business and duplication to say, well, let me try that. But when I look at the planet and how it is, it's irrefutable to look at the fact that there's only 1% of the planet that are doing huge, 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 huge numbers. And everyone else is just trying to dissect how they did it.
Got it.
And so I don't think it matters how we did it, because it's why we did it that matters. And so it's a lot easier to teach someone what you did than to teach them who you are and who they must become in order to then have the sky isn't even the limit for their lives. But I think it's just easier as a world to teach, here's how you do this. It may not work for those people. It might be a totally different trajectory for them. So I care about igniting leaders. I care about awakening people so they can go on their own missions. I care about igniting the courage and the faith and the trust in people so that they can go beyond how much money they need to pay for their bills. Like, I care about really awakening people to create something, a legacy on the planet, something that's really extraordinary, because that's where the sky isn't even the limit. That's where we're going to go beyond anything we could possibly imagine. But if someone was to tell me, yes, but I have no money at all, like, how can I start? I also understand that, because when I first started doing this work, my first life coaching call I took from the front seat of my car, I'd been doing all this work for me to try to get myself out of this terrible place I was in. And a friend called me. She was going through a really hard time. And I just kind of pulled from everything I had learned and I gave her my advice. And she was floored. She's like, what the heck was that? Like, you're so good at this. A couple of weeks later, she says, my friend wants to hire you. I said, I don't do that. I was just helping you. Like, this is just information that I learned from this book and this book. She's like, no, I read those books. That's not what you did, because I did not get that from those books. Like, you have a comprehension of this and a way to explain it that I never got that from reading those books. I said, no. And eventually she was like, she wants to pay you. And I started this brand, The Invisible Coach. And I worked for $100 a session. And I took one-on-one life coaching calls. But the purpose was to help people. And I knew that it was also helping me. Having that identity of being a coach changed me, because it was like, I have got to get my stuff together now. I have really got to show up. I've got to study. I've got to listen. I've got to test stuff. I've got to become someone because I deserve better, and everything started to compound. And so, of course, it doesn't just start right away. Like, oh, tomorrow you wake up and you've got this huge mission to change the planet. Sometimes hearing me speak feels so big. You're like, how do I even get to that? But it's the decision to say I matter, and I think and I know that there's somewhere down the line where I eventually feel that way. But I've just got to remember enough. I've got to remember how much I matter. And where do I go to remember? And near me and other people in the world that are activators, that's where you go. You just go and you do it for you. You don't go to learn. You don't go to try to copy. You don't go to try to become like that person. You go to remember that if a person like that can be set free, so can you. And you just learn from that place and you question your mission and why you're doing this, and it will happen for you. There will come a moment where you remember why you came here. There will come a moment where you're like, this is what I believe in. This is what I want to help people with. And it'll build and build and build and build and grow and grow and eventually unblock. But it starts with courage and the willingness to say, what if this all matters? What if this was the path of my life, where I was just supposed to get to this moment where I heard this conversation or this thing happened for me, or I met this person and this is all part of it. This is part of my story. What if I make it part of my story? What if this is all part of it? And that one thought starts to change things, starts to move things.
This is so incredible, good. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. And would you say because this is so big. This is so, the mission is so big. And also when I'm listening to you, I feel the energy. And I am someone who is like, I can like, I feel it. It's like I really can get into this. And on the other hand, I know there are some human things and thoughts, what people are thinking about. And what I'm also interested in, did you, because you were bankrupt, you had no money, and you start from your business from really like nothing, and with the thought I matter, and this is for me, it's like so big. Would you say that in the time you had some beliefs about money, what was not also serving you, like when we take the thing money?
Well, I think the biggest issue for me is that my dad went bankrupt twice when I was younger, and I helped him out of the bankruptcy both times. Once I was 12, and the other time I was like 16. And so for me, the biggest fear on earth was to go bankrupt. And I think that deep inside, my biggest fear was to become successful and then go bankrupt, because we were actually in a really a good place. And when I think about it, it makes me sad, because my dad grew up extremely poor, and he wanted for us a life that he had never had, and he worked so hard to give us that. But then he overextended himself and helped a lot of people and lent people a lot of money, and tried to like set people up when things were going well, and he went too far, and eventually it bankrupted him. And the feeling from feeling like he had done it, to then losing it all, was one of the most earth-shattering things. Like, I remember watching my dad go through that identity shift from, having broken through to breaking down. And I just feared that for myself. I had never seen a person die, but I had seen a person go bankrupt. And to me, that was scarier than death at that point. Like, you lose yourself, you lose your power, you lose your light, you lose everything. And so I think I played small to make sure I could never go bankrupt. And then I went bankrupt. I went bankrupt over $13,000. That's what I went bankrupt for. I could not make $13,000. And I think it's just part of the story, because later on, part of my mission on earth is actually to help women receive money. I want us to receive money, but not from the superficial place of just like being rich, but more that you can say yes when it matters, that you don't stay with a partner just for money reasons, that you don't lose your light in life because you're ashamed of not being able to say yes when it matters. Like, money as a neutral, celebratory, magical source. Like, it doesn't define you. You get to be proud and you get to be happy. It gets to bring miracles in your life, but it doesn't define you. It's not the goal, it's the byproduct. And so you celebrate it because it means something else. There's a depth to the money work I do with my clients, because one of the things I really desire is to normalize big money in the hands of women. I feel like big money in the hands of women will change the planet. But if we do our businesses to make money, that's more of a masculine energy. I want it to be that we do what we do and the money is the byproduct. It's a different frequency, it's a different energy. Women act differently, receive it differently, continue differently when it's on that frequency. And I have seen women come into my world like, yeah, I get it, I get it. And then the money comes in and they get blinded by everything, and all they care about is the money. But the thing is, that's not enough to sustain wealth. Just the love of money is not enough to sustain wealth. Like, there's a reason we start these businesses in the first place. There's a connection to our pos like our power and what we're capable of. A lot of my clients, when they start their careers, they're so proud of the help, the work, the impact, the result of what they're doing for the world, whatever career they've got. And then eventually something happens and it just becomes the money. And it doesn't matter how many clients, and it doesn't matter how many thank yous, and it doesn't matter how much transformation. What matters is the bottom line and the money, and that's when things start to drop. And because I really do believe, if we're going to be extraordinarily wealthy, we're going to have to do it differently, because if we just do it the exact same way it's been done, it doesn't help the world. And as I said before, if our missions help the world, the funding comes. If our missions don't help the world, they slow down. And so it's constantly being connected to, for me, for you, for us, why am I really doing this? Why did I start doing this? Can I not forget? Can I not get sucked into the validation and the vanity metrics and, you know, but still celebrate and still be grateful for every single thing, the impact, the result, all of it, but not be driven by that. Be driven by the mission and grateful for the result. That's so different than being driven for the result and grateful for the mission.
I love it. This is so important. And is it the way how you also stay connected still to the mission? Because it's like you made so much money and you have wonderful lifestyle and you celebrate and everything. Are there times you forget this? Like, or do you have also to remind yourself to be connected to the mission? Do you know what I mean? What you said about your clients? To get blinded like this, yeah. I think a lot of people know it. And to really be so connected with the heart and still, like you say, celebrate and be grateful for this, but still not to be driven like this. It sounds so easy.
It's not, but I think that the really wise thing that I did is that I added teaching about this as part of my mission. So it's impossible to forget because it's embedded in the very work.
It's wonderful. This is so wonderful.
Like, I answer questions about this every day of my life. It's impossible to forget.
Of course. So you have to be a good example. So you are a good example because you remind yourself, like, by teaching. I say it also in my teaching, as the best way to remember is to teach the people about this. Because you cannot forget that.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, it's like when I'm talking to my clients, it's like I feel always I'm talking to myself. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's like so huge.
That's the beauty.
Yeah.
And that's how you stay connected to the mission, because it's for me, for you, for us. We're not teaching, we're remembering.
Yeah.
Remembering. So as I remind you, I remind me.
Yeah. Let us talk about for me, for you, for us.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people, included me, like when they start the business, a lot of them like saying, I do it for the other people. I want to change the world. It was for me this. I thought I would like to change the world and I want to help you. And I only saw the other people. And then it was like, I knew there was something wrong because it didn't work. And it was like, where I am. So it was like, where I am, and me. And then it was like, me. Okay, just everything for me. Now I'm an important person. So just for me and money and everything. So I forgot everybody else.
Yeah.
Was it also, did you experience something like this? And was it like for you, the experience and the us is the most important thing, because it was what I learned from you and it was what I fell in love with.
Well, again, I think, you know, when you look back sometimes at your story, you realize how it couldn't have been written better. Like, it's so interesting, but the way things happened for me was different because it started for me. I started learning personal development for me. I never thought I would teach anybody else about it. I was just trying to get myself out of a mess. So it was all for me. It was all for me. It was all for me. And then one day I have this opportunity to help a friend and she's like, you've done really good for me. And now I want you to help my friend. I was like, no. And she was like, yes, you did a really good job and you need to do it. And so I was like, okay, I could do this for you, but it's really for me, but I could do this for you. But then I really saw what happens when I do it for them. And it was like, oh my gosh. And I remember this one coaching call I was on. I don't know why this came through for me, but I said, I just said these words. I said, I'm on a journey right now of really learning. And so if you ever need something, my promise to you is that either I will know it or I will learn it for you. And when it came out of my mouth, I thought, whoa, that's a big promise. But when I hung up, I thought about it, like, why did I say that? And I'm like, that will ensure that I become an extraordinary person. If anything, any client needs, I go and I study it. Anything, who will I become? And so often clients would ask me about things and I'd say, give me a week on our next session. I'll be able to dive deep with it with you. And I would spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours going into it and modeling it for myself and testing stuff out. And by the time the next week came, I felt like I'd been in an entire incubation of a new thing in my life. And I felt like I could talk about it. And then I would continue modeling it and trying it out so I could compare with them. But then my life started getting better in that area. And so it just started being this thing, like I started it for me, then I started doing it for you. But at the end of the day, I get impacted by this every time. And I realized how much it was doing for me to do these calls, but I wasn't doing them for validation. I wasn't doing them for success. I wasn't doing them like it was a job. From the beginning, it was a mission. It was a mission for me. And then eventually it was a mission to actually help the people on the phone. And so to help me to help you, to help me to help you, to help me to help you. And eventually I was helping us. And what an incredible thing to do this work, and it helps us. And I felt like that frequency of us is the most powerful frequency on the planet. It's one that we're all looking for. We're looking for our us in a relationship, our us in friendships, our us in business. Who are we doing this life with? And I feel like as I've held on to that us frequency, the people who are available for it right now connect with me immediately. And that's really an amazing thing. I'm so grateful for that frequency that really was shaped very early on. But the sentence for me, for you, for us, I knew I was living that way, but I hadn't said it until like 2018 or something like that, 2017 or 2018. It took a few years before, and often it's in podcasts or things like that. People will talk to me and they'll ask me something, and then I say it and I'm like, that's the way. You know, I do so well in interviews, and I think and I contemplate and I respond. And a lot of times after I've done a podcast, I re-listen to my podcast for things I'm like, that's new, you know, or that's something I've never said it that way. I like that. And for me, for you, for us kind of came out like that, where I was like, that's exactly what I've been doing. And that became one of the most important sentences I say all the time, for me, for you, for us.
So beautiful. Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, but I think I know the answer, but it was like, because this is everything so huge when you are telling this, and it's everything so much emotions in this, and it feels so real, I think, because of this. When you are saying this, you feel it. It's like, I feel it's not just the words you are telling. So, because I really feel everything. And what you said now is like, when the people and when the m women come together, it's like, it's not even double. It's like X times the collaboration. It's like so much more than just two people come together.
Yes.
And do you think it's for everybody possible to make some such a big impact for the world?
The thing is, it's possible for everybody if they're willing to understand the magic of who they are, if they're willing to remember. But I don't think many people are interested in remembering. It's so wild. Like, I've really seen it. When I first came into this work, I thought, oh my gosh, everybody's life is going to change. Like, every single person I speak to, their life is going to change. But what I didn't realize is, and it makes sense, if even if I would have had someone meet me 2 years before my breakdown, where I was still, I don't matter. I don't know if another person could have just told me I matter, and I would have just been like, okay. Like, something had to happen. And so it feels like there's people every day going through things in their lives where they're really starting to realize, I think I matter. And those are the people that are ready to pop. Those are the people. Every day, a new person breaks through. Every day, a new person starts to question things. And those are the people that I'm like connecting with every day. But I could speak to an audience of 10,000 people and maybe 100 of them would be totally ready. I would plant a seed for everybody else, but it's not, no one else can tell you you matter. You've got to remember. And so, what's the thing that's going to be said for you to remember? what's the thing that's going to happen for you to remember? That's different for each person. And some people are really dedicated to forgetting because it's easier, much easier to live a life where you forget that you're important and everything is everybody else's fault. I know I live that life. I didn't have to have much personal responsibility. I didn't have to get up for anything. I didn't have to stand up for anything. It didn't matter what I said or how I said it. It didn't matter. Nothing mattered. I was right. Like, I was acting like it didn't matter, and then it didn't matter, but it was so easy. I got away with everything. All it cost me was a bankruptcy and a boring life, but like, that's not so bad. So I feel like it's until people actually start to awaken to this. And that's why this mission is so big for me, because I feel like different voices activate different people. Like, you might say something and someone will wake up to it, whereas if I say it, it won't. So there'll never be enough of us to talk about this. There'll never be enough stories to make the entire planet aware. Like, we need more people that wake up every day. That's what we've got to do. So the more of us do this work, the more the world changes. The more the world changes, the more of us awaken. But can you imagine what it would be like, an entire planet of human beings who just are all aware that they can affect change, what we would have as a planet? Like, we would spend so much less time talking about problems. We would spend so much less time talking about global issues. We would spend so much less time talking about, you know, absolute pain and destitution. And we would be talking about solutions and inventions and creations and coming together. And it would be a whole other world, but we've got a long way to go. More people have to wake up. There has to be more people that are actually living by this work. And that's why I remember the mission every day. And anytime I see a person that looks completely unconscious, I remember. Every time I see a person who looks awake, I remember. There's triggers for me to remember why this matters everywhere I go. I'm either thinking, gosh, that person probably does personal development work, or like, that person's just effortlessly in the zone, or I'm like, that person's the reason I do this work. You know, they haven't gotten the memo yet. But that's the beautiful thing, is it's impossible to forget what you're doing when it involves everybody. Because everybody's a reminder.
And the people who don't remember, it's like they don't do it on conscience. They don't do it consciously. It's like they feel like they cannot do it. It's like,
just because they forgot that they can.
Yes.
It's not even they don't know how to do it yet. It's just they forgot that they can. That's all.
Yeah. I have one question, I like one of the last questions, and I think it's so important for a lot of people on the mission, like you, on this so huge mission, because I experienced this. I think a lot of people experience, I know it from my clients, I know that you experience kind of, and I would like to ask you how to deal when you, I know how it is to be motivated on this and to go for this and to change the people, to change with the people together, to get in love with the people, because it's like, it's not just clients. There are human beings who are connected to you, and it's so emotional. You know what they had problems and how they solved this. And it's like everything, it's like, oh my goodness. And then a lot of people experience this, that like the people, the clients don't like them anymore, and they start to talk bad about this. And I think it's important to talk about this, how to deal with this.
Yeah.
Because there is like a place that people think, when I'm so famous, when I am so successful, something like this would not happen to me. And when it happens, a lot of people think something is wrong with me, because if I would be right, it would be not happen to me. And I think this is completely wrong way to see this. And I would like to talk to you to this.
There are so many answers to this. And the truth is, there's all kinds of different things that cause that to happen. But one of the leading causes is that people don't remember that they can do it. They just believe that they could. So it's not like I know for a fact I'm going to be able to do this, and I'm going to hire this person to teach me what they know and to remember with and to lead me through things. Or, you know, let's say I'm going to hire this person because I have this big mission, and I know, like for me, for example, I needed to master English because my first language is French, and I wanted to have a really amazing English. I wanted that when I spoke, people listened. I wanted to be so good with the English language. Like, I really wanted that. So I had to work on my English language a lot in order to be able to speak the way I speak now. So, you know, there might be a thing like, oh, I want someone to help me with my English, or my brand now is visually absolutely stunning. I've been working on this for years. It's like, I want it to feel a certain way when you look at it. And so how do I need to learn? What do I need to do? So you might hire a person for the way the brand looks, the way the brand feels, the way you speak, because you want to become more magnetic or more capable of affecting change on people. But if you do it because you remember that you can, and you want to put all the odds on your side to remember faster and to become more aligned faster and to do the things, there is no reason to fall out with a person. There is no reason to say, I don't like you anymore. But if I say, I need this person to teach me this because I don't know, then if I don't get it, I think it's your fault. Or if you continue to grow and you continue to become amazing and I haven't clicked yet, I think you're bad. Or I think it's your fault. This is one thing that can happen. But this is when people really are not dedicated forever. They're not like, there is no question that this is happening for me. And right now I'm having a little bit more of a hard time with this. Or right now I'm struggling with this part. Or this is taking a little longer for me, but I'm going to get it. It's like, what if this doesn't work at all? What if I wasted my time? What if I wasted my energy? What if this person didn't help me? What if this was a waste of time? And this comes from a place of, what if I'm wrong about my abilities? What if I'm actually not capable? What if this person made me believe that I can? When in fact, no one can make you believe. Which means you didn't believe to begin with. You got caught up in someone else's stuff and you wanted to believe, but you didn't. So that's self-responsibility. But it doesn't mean anything, because eventually you're going to recognize that you can. Eventually you're going to break through, or you'll harbor resentment for the fact that, you know, you made a couple of wrong moves in your life, and it'll cost you your entire life existence. And some people do that. It's an unfortunate thing. But there's another part where the people who do this work, not necessarily for the mission, but more for the money, forget that this is about the people actually succeeding. It's not just about a client buying from you. It's about a person breaking through. It's about a person succeeding. And so there's got to be a level of care in every part of what you're doing, in the selling of it and in the delivery of it, like all of it. And so it does happen sometimes that people forget, like, this actually really matters. And I'm helping a person genuinely remember themselves that this is a huge responsibility. And it's more like, oh, I got another client, more money. And sometimes people do need to have that breakthrough of like, hey, you've got to care about these people more. Have you forgotten your mission? Has it just become about the money? Like, you don't care anymore when a new person comes in. You just care about, is it a small sale or a big sale? You know, you're just doing the work and going through the motions and picking up your checks, but like, have you forgotten the mission? And so there's really two sides of this. And sometimes it's a little bit of both, but if you stay connected to why you do this and you stay connected to the real mission and you stay connected to the fact that you're imperfect and you're constantly learning and that this is for me, for you, for us, you're going to heal a lot faster when these things happen. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to get to a place of maturity where you don't blame either way. You don't blame the clients for doing it wrong and for, you know, not being able to stay the course. And you don't blame the coaches or the mentors or the service providers because they didn't change your life. It really is a journey of evolution and growth over a lifetime where we come together and we do our best together and we learn and we take things away. And if your eyes are open and your heart is open, you will always learn something from anyone, even if what you learn is what not to do. But if you need a villain or a hero to make you who you are, then you weren't remembering anyway. You were just hoping someone else would make you something great, which means you forgot you were already something great that just needed to be reminded by by being connected to greatness and moving, and that's the beauty. So it's just there's a moment of maturity that sometimes needs to land for the entrepreneur or for their client, where it's like, this is my mission. And if I forget that, it will hurt. And if I remember, I will be okay. And with big missions, like with great power comes great responsibility. I always remember, you know, Spider-Man, or I think it was Spider-Man's uncle that says this, but with great power comes great responsibility. You're going to have people who are drawn to you for the wrong reasons. You're going to have people who are enamored by what you've done and who think that you're the key to their evolution, instead of you've broken through. That's exactly what they want. And they're joining forces with you in honor, in respect, because your missions align, because this is what we do. That's such a different energy. It's going to happen. And it might happen that you forget why you're doing this for a moment and you get caught up in the money. That also happens. Just not blaming anyone and coming back to your center, coming back to your mission, coming back to yourself, because this is beautiful work. And it really does have the power to do extraordinary things. But we've got to be able to come back to ourselves over and over and over again.
This is beautiful. This is so good. I think we could talk another 2 hours about this. We don't. There are a lot of places for you who are listening to this that you can connect to Melanie, because there are such a beautiful ways to work with you. Maybe you can say the people here, what is the best way to continue to listen to you? What is maybe the first thing that the people can get closer to you and to get, you know, even more? It was already so deep, but I think in every topic we get to get in today, it's like you can deepen it and make it more. Yes.
Yeah, well, my dream for people is to walk with me in my year-long container. It's called the Alpha Femme Experience. And I have the Alpha Femme Experience and AFE Next. AFE Next is more like mastermind style, where we get to talk. AFE is like you plug in and you listen and you really remember through my words. So it would be like all my courses and all my programs for an entire year. Those are bigger offers. They're an entire year. But to get started, when this does release, there's going to be a course that we'll be running that you could probably jump right into. And this release is called Identity, which is like the perfect continuation to this conversation. It's all about identity work and how to reconnect to that knowing that you matter. And it's such a perfect segue, I think, to what we're talking about. So that could be an amazing thing. And for people who are listening to this and who are maybe more advanced on their journey and are very drawn to the big mission, I have like a couple of spots left to this one incredible container that I have. It's called 8. And it's got some private coaching in it and a group component. And it's absolutely amazing, but it's a multiple 5-figure investment. It's a big commitment, but I only have a couple of spots left for that. And if it feels like maybe that's for you, you can also reach out to me about that.
We put everything in the show notes. So you can reach out to the team from Melanie, and I just can recommend from the bottom of my heart, the work with Melanie is really, really great. This is really such a beautiful thing. So
thank you
so much. It was such a pleasure to have you here and to talk to you. It's wonderful. Thank you.
I'm so happy. I always love talking to you. So thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thank you. And you, everybody, oh my goodness, when you are listening to now, until now, so I know you also enjoyed this so much as I did. And if you liked it, so share this podcast, tag me, tag Melanie, and I think we want to make the world, everybody, like we make the world a little bit better. And when we share something like this, it's the first step. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Melanie, for being here, and see you next time on the internet.
Danke für deine Zeit und dass du bis zum Schluss gehört hast. Wenn es dir gefallen hat und es dir geholfen hat, bitte teile den Podcast gerne auf Social Media und mit deinen Freunden. Du würdest uns auch helfen, wenn du dir ein paar Minuten Zeit nimmst und uns eine Bewertung schreibst. Mein größter Wunsch ist es, dieses Wissen an möglichst viele Menschen weiterzugeben, um so das Leben ein Stück zu einem besseren und liebevolleren Ort zu machen. Wenn du etwas mit uns teilen möchtest oder mehr von uns hören magst, findest du uns auf Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn oder auf unserer Webseite. Die entsprechenden Links findest du in den Shownotes. Danke, dass du da bist, und ich freue mich auf dich bei der nächsten Folge. Deine Beate.